Blog Talk Radio.
It's bigger than the universe. It's bigger than a star. It's bigger than the things. Oh, like a cameo. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things. Oh my, oh my. You could tell me your heart. For I know you're great in all the earth. For I know great in all the earth,
you want to open up your mouth and tell them that you're there.
Smallest, and he's bigger than the biggest. So he's bigger than whatever it is that you're dealing with or you got to deal with. I don't know who that song was for, but God told me to play it, and there it is. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I am excited about this review today and what God is going to speak to our hearts. Man, I am truly excited. Our review is entitled, Our Mission is to Unite and Edify the Body of Christ. Hallelujah. That's what God has called us to do for this glorious church. We want to be on the same page Christ is. He's given us this. And that's what this review is about. And we're going to share some of the things that we talked about this week. So before we get started, bless God, let's ask Pastor Bill. You should go ahead on and give us a word of prayer. And I just want to warn the visitors, if I start and we don't have prayer, it's okay. Because I've already prayed that God will bless this. So don't get religious on me when I don't do what you think I should be doing. Okay, Pastor Bill, Mackinac Heights. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for those words of encouragement, and thanking you for that selection. He's bigger than that. And I like what she said. Whose report will you believe? Amen. So the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you for this day, Father God. We're thanking you for the broadcast, the listeners, those that participate, our pastor. We're thanking you for all things today, Father God, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, Father God. Lord, we just bind up anything and everything that is not like you right now, Father God, because we come to be in the Word of God and allow the Word of God to be in us, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you'll be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. Be with those who've asked us to keep them in prayer and the bereaved families, for you said in your word you will keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, help us to stand on this word of God. Help us to trust you at what you say, Father God, knowing that no situation is bigger than you, Father God, and we can take all our care to you in prayer, Father God, and you will reward us according to your will, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise, and we just want to say thank you. Thanking you for this review. Thanking you for those that's going to participate. Thanking you for the word as it touch our hearts, Father God. And we ask that you continue to be with our pastor, guide and direct him, Father God. Continue to use him mightily in your word and in your will, Father God. And help us to receive the word and not only receive it, but live it and help others along the way. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hallelujah. Listen, brother and sister, like I said, we are talking about our mission. And we started off Monday by talking about our mission. Our mission kind of picked up from last week and the week before, and that is to unite the body of Christ for Christ, through Christ, and in Christ.
Yeah.
If you don't get it right then, it's okay. You'll get it later. But right now,
Amen.
Know that this is our mission, and you will succeed at it. So Monday, we went to Judges 18 and 5. As evangelist Sharon, and she will go there. Judges 18 and 5. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thank you for that selection and that beautiful prayer. Praise the Lord. In Judges 18 and 5, in the King James, it reads as follows. And they said unto him, ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous. Amen.
Oh, praise God, praise God. Amen. And you said Judges 16 and 5.
I said Judges 18 and 5 or 16?
18 and
5. Yes, 18 and 5. They said, oh, good, inquire of God for us. Find out whether our mission will be a success. Amen.
And I'm here to tell you that, yes, it will be a success. Our mission is to edify the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Our next scripture we tapped on to as part of that is St. John 17 through 23. The Gospel of St. John, 17th chapter, and the 17 through the 23rd verse. And if anybody made notes or you got something special you want to say on some of these scriptures, go for it. Because when I get to my part, I'm going to light it up. I'll just be honest with you guys. I won't wait on y'all. I won't wait around. It's all of our review. So if you got a piece, you better jump in where you fit in. I'll tell you that right off. So in John 17 through 23, that is our part of our foundational scriptures. Wait.
And it reads as follows in the King James. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for thee alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
Yes.
I in them, and thou in me, and they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved me as thou hast loved me. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. Make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. I'm consecrating myself for their sake, so they'll be true consecrated in their mission. I'm praying not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me because of them and their witness about me. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so they might be one heart and mind with us. Then the world might believe that you, in fact, sent me. The same glory you gave me, I give them, so they'll be as unified and together as we are, I in them and you in me. Then they'll be mature in this oneness and give the godless world evidence that you've sent me and loved them in the same way you love me. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise.
This mission we have is to make oneness. Yeah, let me say that again. This mission that has been placed on our lives is to make oneness. How we do that? First of all, through truth. Isn't that it's not really ironic, but isn't that just like God? Isn't that just like God? He used truth to make us holy. He used truth to make us like him. And notice, he didn't, you have to go to no church building.
Come on, say it.
He didn't use the things of man. He used his own truth. That is rich, brothers and sisters. He used his own word. He said he used truth. He said, the word of God is true. So, in essence, he used his own self.
Yeah.
Think about it. He got into his word, put his word in us, and created us like him. Y'all don't hear me yet.
Come on. Come on. Say that.
That's awesome, brothers and sisters. God can be smaller than your heart and bigger than the world all at the same time. The Bible says, and the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word is so small, it's in our hearts, but it's so big, it's bigger than the whole world. And that word is God himself.
Hallelujah.
You got to see him like that. You got to see he's bigger than anything you can imagine. Bigger. But he's small enough to get in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Big enough to be everybody's friend, but yet small enough to be your personal friend.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you,
I just love that. I just love that. This is our mission. Remember 2 Peter 1 and 4? We'll go there. Brothers and sisters, you got it. You know, I keep telling people, you have to study the Word of God. You don't read the Word of God. I don't know where people get that from. The Bible ain't never told us to read it. It told us to study it. 2 Timothy 2, 15. So we're to study. Not read it. People say, I read the Bible all the way through. You probably did. I wouldn't doubt it. But you don't know God like that you can read God all the way through. If you study, I know you ain't going to read it all the way through in no year. Matter of fact, if you study the Word of God, you ain't going to study the whole Bible in a lifetime. You can't do it because you're studying God. Too much revelation.
All right now.
God is so awesome, brothers and sisters. I mean, if you could see the awesome God that we serve, he's bigger than that. Bigger than what your mind trying to tell you. He's bigger. Okay. In 2 Peter 1 and 4, would you read that for us, Evangelist Sharon?
In the King James, it reads as follows, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Amen.
Amen, amen. In the Message Bible, we were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Anybody? Okay. You couple that with 2 Corinthians 5:17, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the kind of stuff that got to become reality, or you won't see the truth. You'll never see the truth till you get in Christ. You'll see religion, but you won't see the truth.
Amen.
All right, then. Say that.
In second Corinthians 5:17, will you read that for us?
Yes. In the King James, it reads as follows. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone, a new life virgin. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him. Amen.
Isn't that awesome? That's awesome, brothers and sisters. It passed away. It has to pass away. I'm not talking about running out of a bar into a church. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about getting out of a situation and get into religion. We're talking about being in Christ. It would take me the rest of the broadcast to explain what it really means to be in Christ. But just as an overview, take it until you see it differently. Take this word. To be in Christ is to be spiritual.
Amen.
That's what being in Christ is. Being in Christ is being spiritual. It's uniting yourself with his spirit, becoming one in his spirit.
Hallelujah.
Because his spirit is alive. Just don't make me go there now. His spirit is alive. Well, John 14, got to show you this, because I want you to know his spirit is alive. Well, no, you don't see it through the optical nerve. You won't see it like that. But you'll see it in the spirit. You'll see it in faith. You begin to trust that word, and here's what's going to happen. He's going to come to you, and he's going to make himself known to you. He can't lie. He's not a man that he can lie. So he has to make himself known to you. But it starts with you trusting in Christ like you trust in Jesus. Trust in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Trust in the Spirit that God raised him from the dead. Trust in that. Confidence in it. Rely on it. And watch this come to fruition. But in Oh, yeah, I'm talking about him being alive. In John 14, 19 and 20, please.
In the King James, John 14, 19 and 20 reads as follows. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live in ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. In just a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you're going to see me because I am alive and you're about to come alive. At that moment, you will know absolutely that I'm in my Father and you're in me and I'm in you. Amen.
Yes, amen, amen.
So when you going to know it? At that moment.
At that moment
you surrender to Christ.
At that moment
that you realize that the Word of God is bigger than all this other stuff, and you done put it first place, and you're acting on the Word, because that's what believing is acting on the Word of God. See, you're at a place now that you acting on the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pray y'all see this. Pray you get it.
Yeah.
Pray you understand what he's actually saying here in 19. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you'll see me. Think about that, if you will.
Yeah.
Then he said, this is what's going to happen. You're going to live.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, why are we going to live? Because I live.
Hallelujah.
But on that day, you will know that I am in my Father and that ye are in me, that I am in you. You're going to know this. You're going to know it like you know your name. You're going to know it like you know how to go to the grocery store. You're going to know it like you know how to put that card in the till.
Yeah,
you're going to know it like you, to know is how you die. You knew how to dial the word at noon. You don't know it because you know it. You know it. Yeah. You don't guess this stuff. You know it. He said, you don't know me like that.
Say it, Pastor.
And you're going to know, not only am I the Christ, you're going to know who my Father is.
Okay.
And you're going to know that you're really in me. You don't have to think it. You don't have to feel it. You're going to know it.
Right.
And the only people that don't really know this is people who obey his word, who have a love for the word of God. Now, these other folks, they won't know it. They might say it. That's not going to stop them from saying it. That's not going to stop down because they got pride. You know, that's what most churches is built on, is pride. Hello, somebody. Yeah.
Have mercy.
It's not built on integrity, because if it were, they would join Christ's church and stop building their own church. I better not get too much into that, because it's one of the things I want to talk about next week. Because there's just so many questions that need to be answered about the church. Because the kingdom of heaven is suffering. The church is suffering. And the reason for that is because Satan just had made his church bigger than Christ's church. That's what he thinks. But then I see it in the natural, but in the spirit it's different. Because you know why? It's not. And there's so many that we need to learn. We need to teach. And you guys are going to teach people.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, a lot of them think that money they get supposed to go to the building fund. God ain't told nobody to put no money in no building fund. That's just another lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People doing the fundraisers. God ain't told them. First of all, he ain't told them to do that. And he sure ain't told them to build no church.
All right, now, say that.
Come out the head of the church. Who's the head of the church? Christ, the head of the church. See, lying. It's, oh, the preacher, the pastor. They have no clue, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Only way, well, matter of fact, you can't build a church. Forget that. Only thing you can do is what we talked about last week, and we'll get into that. When you preach that word, the Bible says souls are added to the church, not building, not brick, none of that. That ain't, don't add that to the church. See? But Satan got these folks thinking that. Man, Christ is alive, bless God. Let me say that again. So when I read John 14, 19 through 20, it is so real to me.
Yeah.
And not only for us, but over there in John 17, and I read that too, I mean last week. I think it was over there in John 17, where Jesus promised. See, this is all about oneness, brothers and sisters. This is what this is about. It's about truth. To become one with Christ, you have to start operating in truth. So Jesus said, I had to do this for myself. I had to sanctify myself that they also may be sanctified through truth. You're set apart through truth. That's what makes you different. And Ronnie, tell that. I don't see them any different than us. I don't think they believe any different than us. I say, you a lie. We believe that sanctification is through truth. Truth is what set us apart. And you know why he did it? He did it so we could be one with him. As we can all be one in the Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And it's to show the world. And then another thing that God showed me, too, that Jesus Christ wants a glorious church. Remember over there in Ephesians 5:27? Well, the only way he can get a glorious church is to get a holy church. And it's not a building. It's not an organization. Listen, brothers and sisters. Man, I pray you get it. Because Jesus said, you know, I don't pray you take them out of the world. But I kind of pray that you leave them in there and that the evil one don't touch them. But I want you to leave them in there, Lord, so they can become like us. And it's going to be through this sanctification now of your truth that they're going to become like us. And it's just not only us, but for them that far apart.
All right, now.
Now, God showed me, when I went back over to review, God showed me something else. He said, Jesus cannot have a worldly church. And I went, what?
Come on.
God said, no. He would contradict himself. I read that. Jesus, I'm not of the worldly churches. Y'all didn't know that was in the Bible, did you? You didn't know that. But I'll tell you where it's at, because I read it over there in John 17, 14. Matter of fact, go read that right quick.
In John 17, 14, it reads as follows in the King James. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, I gave them your word. The godless world hated them because of it, because they didn't join the world's ways, just as I didn't join the world's ways. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it was like, because I didn't join their church, they got angry. They're going to hate you because you don't join their church. You don't join their way of doing things. hate you. You might as well get ready for it. Toot it up, honey. Toot it up. It's coming. You're going to get a little spank in here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But he said, you know what? I've given them your word, Father, so I'm not really worried about them. And that's why the world hate them. That's why they can't just go nowhere and preach this gospel. He says, you know what? They don't belong to the world. And I'm here to tell you, Pastor, Evangelist, Sister Renee, all you other guys, they're going to hate y'all because you don't belong to their little group.
Mm-hmm.
Christ, if Christ was here right today, he wouldn't go to no worldly church. He wouldn't do it. He can't. Or he'd be contradicting his own self. Because he said, I'm not of the world, and they not of the world. He says, even as I am not of the world. These are worldly churches, barbecue dinners, and all this kind of care. Now, Jesus ain't for that mess. He'd come here right now. He'd be uniting the church together. That's what he'd be doing.
Yeah.
If he came today, the only people that's going to hear him is those that have their heart and minds on him. All the other people, nah. He don't care how much money you pay. He don't care what. See, Christ right now is in the process of putting his church together.
Hallelujah.
He is the head of his church. Now, if you don't belong to this church right here that I'm talking about, you're in the wrong church.
Amen.
And I mean, I don't care if it's your mama. I don't care if it's your sister, your brother, your who. I don't care if it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Personally.
Yeah.
It's what the word says. See, you put that word bigger than your head and your heart, then God's going to show you himself. But as long as you want to put God underneath your little bitty feet, under your little bitty thoughts, under your little bitty... See, as long as you keep doing that old crazy stuff, our pastors, I mean, please, tell me what they say. Tell me what the Word of God say.
Yes.
All right.
That's what I want to know.
Because
my mission... I just want to make sure I'm on the right mission. My mission is to go and tell these people to get in Christ. So when I'm operating as a prophet or an evangelist or a pastor in these capacities, in this spirit of unity, I thank God he let me see all that old crazy stuff. Oh, I praise him for it. I thank God.
Yeah.
I was listening to Evangelist Renee's song. I call it her song, but Evangelist Renee's song this morning about Marvin Sapp. Aren't you glad God saw the best in you?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, I know you're glad he saw the best in you. Because if you had to live by what they thought in you or what they do see in you, you're in bad shape. You could never be united through Christ. You'll never be there.
That's right.
And Satan, he done took a lot of them out, brothers and sisters. People that were supposed to be united, I mean, Satan found the way to kill them so they wouldn't teach this truth. He did. I'm telling you, some good folk that Christ went way down there and got, like us. He dusts us all. Now, I won't speak for nobody else, but I speak for myself. I know where he had to go get me. I know.
Right.
I ain't forgot. Ain't always wanted to tell the truth. There's time I would tell a lie just to get out of a situation. And I thought that was okay because I thought everybody else told lies, so why shouldn't I? And I was on my way to hell with them.
Right. Amen. Yes, we were.
Because he didn't realize that a liar can't carry in his sight. I don't care if they're white lies. I don't care if they live bitty lies. I don't care if they children lie, white lies. Folks lying don't matter. Lies are lie with God.
Yes, it is.
So when I say my church, think about that. Did I just lie? See, that has become so common, so acceptable. It just rolls off people's tongue. My church.
Yes,
Uh-huh. I'll snap the taste out your mouth. Talking about my church. What church you got? You ain't got no church. My church. Well, my church. But you know what? Man, thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Christ is the head of the church. Okay,
yes,
I don't know if I read this, but anyway, over in, I got so many notes, man. Christ wants a glorious church. So that's probably is their church. It's their church. I repent. It's their church. It ain't Christ's church. Because Christ's church is a glorious church.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
You
got
to be born into it. But we'll get into some of that next week, though, because I got some stuff I got to finish from this week. What day was that? I get so excited, man, with the Word of God. I start throwing my notes everywhere. I got to make some of these notes. I'm trying to be a little bit more dignified, yeah. But anyway, remember on Wednesday... Mm-hmm. We talked about Acts 19 and 20. Remember, that's how the Word of God grew. It's all about the Word of God, brothers and sisters. So the Word is God, and God is the Word. So when you're born by God, you're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. See, God did that for us. He had nothing to do but just receive this stuff and say, thank you, Lord. But over in Acts, I'm going to show you how the church is made. Over in Acts, I want to say that was John 7:14, but we'll do that another time. In Acts, why am I thinking it was Acts 2 first? But either way, Acts 19 and 20. Read that for me, please.
So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And in the Message Bible, in such ways it became evident that the word of the Master was now sovereign and prevailed in Ephesus. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know what that means? That means they actually made the word bigger than themselves.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah.
How did it prevail? I wish somebody would talk on that for a second. Can you talk on that for a second? I'm not excusing the fact that I remember, what day was that? I think it was... It might have been, I forget what day that was. Might have been my Tuesday, I think it was. Pastor and evangelist sharing. They just jumped in that thing and took it. I appreciate that. I really do. I really do. God knows I appreciate y'all jumping in and just carrying on, Pastor. You and evangelist sharing. I tell you, I continue to tell myself I have no worries because I got Long Ranger and Tonto. And don't ask me which one's Long Ranger. Don't ask me which one is Tonto. Because one of them may be Long Ranger and the other one may be Tonto. It don't matter. They help in the ministry. So I don't worry myself. I know if I jump off, I remember one time Evangelist just took the thing over. Now I was out. Wow, I didn't know all that was in her. But she heard the Spirit, and the Spirit said, do it. And she went for it. Everything she remembered, she throwed it out there. I ought to go back and listen to that broadcast. I forgot what day it was. Now, I think I made a marking somewhere that I was going to go back and look at, read it again. But the Word of God is what grew people. That's what has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God has to grow.
Yeah,
over in Acts
2:21-27.
Yeah, that's what has to happen. The Word of God has to grow. That's what made the church became what it was. Remember? Acts 2, 21 through 27, Evangelist Jam.
And in the King James, it reads as follows, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken by wicked hands, have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, "And whosoever calls out for help to me, God will be saved." Fellow Israelites, listen carefully to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man thoroughly accredited by God to you, the miracles and wonders and signs that God did through him are common knowledge. This Jesus, following the deliberate and well thought out plan of God, was betrayed by men who took the law into their own hands and was handed over to you. And you pinned him to a cross and killed him. But God united the death ropes and raised him up. Death was no match for him. David said it all. "I saw God before me for all time. Nothing can shake me. He's right by my side. I'm glad from the inside out. Ecstatic. I pitch my tent in the land of hope. I know you'll never dump me in Hades. I'll never even smell the stench of death. You've got my feet on the life path with your face shining, sun, joy all around." Amen, amen. Praise God.
Listen, brothers and sisters, God wants us to know what the truth of the matter is. The truth of the matter is, if the devil had knew he crucified the Lord of glory, he never crucified Christ. But it's because of that reason, Hebrews 7:22 says, "But so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament or a better covenant." Simply meaning this, it was guaranteed that when they killed Jesus, crucified, that he was going to raise from the dead. And because he was risen, he came alive. And because he's alive now, ain't nothing they can do about it. Ain't nothing the enemy can do. And you have to understand that. And because we're in Christ, ain't nothing he can do to us now.
Amen. Amen.
But this come by way of being spiritual. I remember, I think it was a Thursday, Evangelist Sharon, She read some things, and we won't read it all, but I think it was over in 1 Corinthians. I think it was in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4 and 5. That hit my spirit, too. She said something that just truly blessed me. I think I'm going to have her to read that. In 1 Corinthians 2, verses 4 and 5.
Corinthians 2, 4 and 5 in the King James reads as follows. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. If you want the truth of it, and so nothing I said could have impressed you or anyone else, but the message came through anyway. God's Spirit and God's power did it. Amen, amen.
Now let me tell you what I got from that, brothers and sisters. I got from that, and she did an awesome prayer that day, too. You might have been overtaken by that beautiful prayer Evangelist Sharon did, but anyway. What I saw in this is that Paul put the Word of God forefront.
Mm.
He didn't come with enticing words that man comes with. You got to see this, man. You got to see it in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not here because I'm able to speak all these big words and I have excellency of speech and all this good stuff and words that could draw you and trickle you. And I'm not coming like that. Here's how I'm coming. Mm-hmm. So your faith will be based and stand and engrafted in the wisdom of God, power that's in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That we're teaching people, hey, man, put your faith in Christ.
Yeah.
Don't put your faith in man's wisdom.
That's right.
Because he'll twist you around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. Why? Because we were taken out of the world. Nor the, mm-hmm. the prince of this world that comes mm-hmm. to know. But we speak wisdom of God in a mystery. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Even the hidden wisdom of God. Remember, this was ordained before the foundation of the world, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And if Satan had known it, he never crucified the Lord of glory. He never did that. And Pastor followed it up, and I'm not sure if Evangelist Sharon did the whole thing or not, but I know Pastor followed up from the 10th verse through the 16th verse. And here's what I wanted to say. These things also we speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. See, they can't do that. You can't compare spiritual things with spiritual and stay in a building. How you going to compare? I don't know. Pastor, didn't you read from 10 through 16?
Yes, Pastor.
On Thankful Thursday. I know we was all riding that scripture Evangelist Sharon came out with. I know we all got a coattail. But anyway, here's what the point I want to make. You can't compare spiritual things with spiritual. Now, you know Christ is spiritual. You know his word is spiritual. You know the church is spiritual. So how can you compare that with a worldly church? Can't do it.
No.
Don't let them tell you that malarkey, that craziness. Let it be far away from you. See, Satan will catch you at a very vulnerable moment and say, well, isn't this the church? No, I don't care what you say it is. I know it's not. I know what it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right.
Well, well, they're doing good. So what? The Salvation Army is too. They do good.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That drug dealer do good.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of athletes that do good. They give back. That's part of their nature, too, to give back. They're giving back for something. The pimp do good.
All right.
Y'all better say don't go there because I will go there. Don't tell me about how good somebody is or how good they do. I don't care about that. Pimp went up there and bought that girl all them beautiful clothes, mink, warble, all that good stuff. And then he turned right around and put out down the block dressed in that mink and everything else he bought for. So don't tell me about that. Don't. I like that fisherman. He throwed all them little bitty fish until he caught them. And then he put them in the skillet. So I ain't changing y'all.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let's see what the underlying issues are. But anyway.
That's right.
In John 16:28, I want you to read that. Because we won't get through this whole review, but I wanna make mention of this. It's like where you got God at in your life.
Mm.
It's where you got the word of God will determine where you got God at. I'm talking spiritual now. I'm not talking about the flesh. Because, see, with my flesh, I can serve the world. But with my spirit, I serve God. And that's real to me.
Hallelujah.
So in John 16, because John 17 said, sanctify them through thy word, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. But anyway, John 16:28, I made a note of that. So let's jump on that right quick before we dismiss.
Yeah. In the King James, it reads as follows. I came forth from the Father and am coming to the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, I came directly from the Father. The Father loves you directly. First, I left the Father and arrived in the world. Now I leave the world and travel to the Father. Amen.
I mean, really, do I need to say anything?
Hmm.
Think about it. See how God was able to do that?
Yeah. Amen, amen.
He came here, and he gave us the God kind of stuff in our spirit, and then he turned around and went back.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is. Why did you do all that, Lord? Why'd you do that? So we could be one, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's why he did. That's why he did. So we could be one with him.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
I think that is so awesome that he wants us to be one with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, anyone else? Because I'm real anxious to go to John 17:17 again. I just, every time I read that, boy, it blesses me, especially when I read on down through there.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about that 22nd verse, when he's talking about, I've given him my glory. Woo, that's just awesome, man.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I mean, when you start sharing your glory, you're saying, I mean, that's sharing something. I mean, y'all know a woman's hair is her glory. She get excited, speaking and all that kind of stuff. You know, a man's wife is his glory.
Yeah.
And we're God's glory. And Christ said, you know what? I'm going to give y'all part of my glory so y'all can be one with me. You can enjoy this glory. Why? Because Christ has a glorious church. That's why you have to be in the glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's the thing that makes you one with him. Well, I'm not just going to tell you this stuff, man. In St. John 17, 21, 22, I want you to see this. We're 23, too. But what I wanted to show you was in 22. But you can read them all. Because we're united with him in glory. That's not when we get over there, brothers and sisters. That's now. Right now. Read that for us, Evangeline Chan, before we have to go to the house.
Okay. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. I'm consecrating myself for this so they'll be truth consecrated in their mission. I'm praying not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me because of them and their witness about me. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so they might be one-hearted and one mind with us. Then the world might believe that you, in fact, sent me. The same glory you gave me, I give them. So they'll be as unified and together as we are. I in them and you in me. Then they'll be mature in this oneness and give the godless world evidence that you've sent me and love them in the same way you've loved me. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Listen, brothers and sisters, it don't get any plainer than that.
Hallelujah.
Christ in us.
Yeah.
Just like the Father's in him. That makes us complete.
Yeah.
And this way, the world will know it, because we'll teach them stuff they never heard before.
Yes, hallelujah.
It happens in the glory of God, brothers and sisters. And you get in the glory by getting in his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody have any scripture? I'm fine. I just want to make sure anybody have anything they want to share that they got this week. Want to share anything with us, the whole studio open up. So if anybody want to share something, that's the time to do it.
Amen. Well, Pastor, when you were talking about the oneness, I'm reminded of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, when we was, I believe we read, about the gifts, about He gave some 4 and 11 apostles. Yeah, there it is, 4:11. How he handed out some gifts to the apostles, the prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. You touched on that earlier when you were saying we are to act in that capacity. When God, when we're one in that oneness, then we can act in the capacity of an apostle, a prophet, or evangelist, pastor, teacher. So people, they just have it so that they feel, and that's the world, they feel that the pastor has to do this or the pastor has to do that. But when you're in oneness, you can be led by God's spirit when you're in his spirit, like being one is the scripture we just shared, that you can be the one that'll help someone else to see this. Because our scripture that we had for David's scripture was from, not Ephesians, but Corinthians, where it's talking about, don't you realize that all you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? So when you have that Spirit living in you, you can allow the gifts to move, because I had never known that it was a gift to be an apostle or it was a gift to be an evangelist. And I'm just going to, you know, put it out there. I didn't know that until I got into deep study. You said, sure, anybody can read through the Bible, but when you get ready to study the Bible, study the Word of God, it's going to take you a minute, because God will open up the revelation to you by his Spirit. And so I thank God that I have learned that in the lesson, that these are gifts, and that we are to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. I just wanted to share what I have, you know,
touched
my heart.
That goes right back to Ephesians 4 again. See, and remember, the only ones that know the Spirit of the world is people in the world. Well, the only one that know the Spirit of God is people that's in God. I mean, it's not that simple. So when God showed me this revelation, and I say this with conviction, because I had to apologize. I said, well, Lord, I thought there was a title. I said, there ain't never been no title. Yeah. But that's what we've been taught. That's why it's so important that we get the truth. It's the Spirit. So if it's the Spirit and the Spirit of Christ in you, why can't he do that? Why can't he use that? Huh? The Spirit of Christ is in Evangelist Sharon, and the Spirit says, I'm ready as an apostle because I'm building my church. I'm edifying my church. Who is Evangelist Sharon to say, oh, no, that belongs to that man over there? It's crazy. Think about it like that. It's God's Spirit. He's in you. And if he tells you to operate and you receive that gift, then you operate because it's a gift.
Yeah.
It's not a person. See? So I pray that other people will get that revelation. I pray that you all take it to them, because that's part of the church. It's what we're going to be talking about next week. People need to understand this. That's why the kingdom of heaven is suffering right now, brothers and sisters. Because preaching, they won't take the truth to people. They take it and they want to get put God in a box. And like it's all about them now. They got this great revelation, so now they can start a church that ain't nobody else teaching. See, crazy stuff. That's what Satan want to lead you to. He wants you to take the word of God, and it'll become real confusing to some people and to others. I'm here to tell you, brothers, go forward. Believe me.
Pastor, can I read Ephesians 4?
Yeah. Sure.
Hello? Okay. In Ephesians 4, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord and one faith, one baptism, one God and one Father of all, who is all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. And I just think that that scripture is so important, because that's something that God has put in our hearts that we can't see. And we've been bamboozled for so long because we're blind on what we feel, the tangible things. And this has nothing to do with it. This is in the spirit.
Amen.
And the praise and worship team, and it sounds so good, and it makes you feel good. And then they have the kids who join, and they have worshiping. And so we're just, I'm just saying that to say that we're blinded by what we see. We get excited by what we see, you know. And that's why social media and TV and things.
Yeah, well, see, they're not looking through the eyes of faith. They're not trying to maintain that unity that the Spirit gives. Now, I'm going to say this again. The Spirit gives this unity. The world can't give you this now. I'm going to tell you that right off. When I say one body, boy, they're going to explain to you about the legs, the arm, and all this. They're going to miss it. They'll miss it.
Yeah.
But they forget it's one Spirit, one body, same Spirit. And you know what? God showed me this too. It's just like the look at the Spirit as being the blood. Think about it. The blood run through the entire body. One type of blood, because you may have B something, this may have something. But whatever type of blood is in you, that will run through your entire body.
Yes.
You can't say this the leg blood, this the arm blood. You can't say that.
That's
same
right.
blood.
Mm-hmm.
One blood.
Amen.
One
mm-hmm.
faith. One Lord. One
Hallelujah.
Baptism.
Hallelujah.
Stop being bamboozled.
And just because you can't see with the optical nerve doesn't mean it's not there. You cannot see oxygen, but you cannot live without it, and you cannot see gravity. And if you jump off a building, you know where you're going. So with that being said, you cannot Christ or the Spirit, but you know it's there without a doubt.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. See, and you have to be in that Spirit to see the oneness. So, if you're in that one spirit, watch this, watch it. That one spirit is apostle spirit. I want y'all to see this. That one spirit is a prophet spirit. That one spirit is an evangelist spirit. That one spirit is a pastor spirit. One spirit is a teacher spirit. And when God showed me, he says, why is the pastor getting paid and the teacher's not? It's the same spirit.
Right.
He got the same job. Well, what is one spirit going to do? Now, watch this. Watch this. Here's what this one spirit going to do. Remember we just said that the apostle was a spirit, the evangelist was a spirit, the prophet. Here's what this one spirit going to do. It's going to perfect the saints. It's going to work for the ministry to do what? To edify the body of Christ.
Yeah.
If we're going to serve the body of Christ,
amen.
Whatever it needs.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll continue to do this until we all begin to grow to that knowledge. Not to the size now, but to the knowledge.
Hallelujah.
In this faith, about God and his son being united, and we've been mature like that. That's what has to happen.
Amen.
We got to measure up to Christ.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So
say
the
that.
Blood stopped in the Look at it like this. The blood stopped at the shoulder. See, the whole other part of the body been amputated. But we start letting that blood flow.
All right. Say it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You let that blood flow, and then that whole body, because that blood got oxygen in it, and I know that. I may not be no doctor. I may not be a whole lot of other stuff, but I know that much about the body. That life is running through that body. And maybe through the blood. It's running through there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing the same thing that we're supposed to be doing, and that is keeping it alive. It's left up to us, brothers and sisters, if you accept it or not. It's still.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got to stop acting like little bitty babies.
That's right. That's right.
You're grown folks now. Act like it. Start sharing the word of God. I don't care if it is your best friend. I don't care if it's your mama.
Mm-hmm. Share the word. Amen.
Well, they don't know. They know where I came. I don't care. They knew where I came from, too. They knew where Paul came from.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They knew where Christ came from. And they told him.
Yeah.
So, well, wait a minute. Aren't you Mary's boy? You joked. Are you the carpenter's son? Hey, they who you are. That's how they can see the flesh.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's all people going to ever see in you, man. They're going to see that until they receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost through the word of faith. Until they get in Christ, they'll never see you like God see you, because God see the best in you. He see himself in you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Isn't that beautiful? When God see himself in you.
Yes.
That's exciting, man. I don't know how y'all, but you know, you got kids or grandkids or whatever, and then one of them see you start seeing your attributes in that child, that grandchild. Well, you get excited, especially the good stuff.
Yeah, amen.
I'll park it right there, but I'm just saying. I know we're in the overtime, but it's okay. If you need to go. See you later. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. But we're going to stay here if anybody else needs to share anything. Thank you, Pastor, for sharing that. Thank you, Evangelist Sharon, for sharing that.
Amen. So important. Mm-hmm.
Listen, brothers and sisters, when I tell you there are false prophets, false vision, false dream, they don't have the prophecy that Christ had because they don't know the mystery of God. But all of God's people have always heard from God. While others were seeing a false vision, God was showing Ezekiel, Jeremiah. You get a whole list of them. He was showing Daniel. He was showing a bunch of them his perfect vision.
Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And so we'll, I'm gonna have to hit on that part next week for sure. I'm going to talk about a little bit about the churches. Because, see, you got to be born into this church. And folks just get to me anymore, but God, I'm binding that up, and it ain't gonna happen. But it irks me, to tell you the truth. Folks always talking about they church. And I'm going like, where's Christ at, man? I thought Christ had a church somewhere. y'all must not be out there talking to some of these folks. I be talking to them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Join? Amen. I'm going to join air with Christ. And I got scripture. Join.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not. You are the, you are.
We are perfect.
Listen to that. You are the body of Christ. You are
mm-hmm.
the temple.
Yeah. Amen. That's
well,
good.
I appreciate y'all. God bless y'all. Go ahead and fix me these cabbages and shrimp and stuff. I got this earthly food. I'm going to give me some spiritual food. I mean, I got this spiritual food. I'm going to put some in this earthly body.
All right, now.
Anybody else? Okay. Well, y'all be blessed, and we'll see y'all on tomorrow for the word at noon.